Chapter 27. Silently, the horrors began moving in on us. Closer. Closer. Backing up, Clay tripped over my foot and nearly fell into the gurgling purple pit. I grabbed him and held on to him until he regained his balance. All five of us were standing at the edge of the pit. The sour odor swept over me. I felt sick. The thick purple slime lapped up at my ankles as if reaching out to grab me. "Mom! Dad!" I cried. I didn't know what I expected them to do. We were all helpless. I knew we weren't going to escape this time. Without realizing it, we were all holding hands.
"Will you jump in, or do you want to be pushed?"
The MC repeated her question.
"I'm real sorry,"
Dad murmured to us, ignoring her.
"I'm real sorry I brought you here. I didn't know."
His voice broke. He lowered his eyes. "Dad, it's not your fault," I told him, squeezing his hand. And as I squeezed his hand, I had an idea. A wild idea, a stupid idea, a really crazy idea. I knew I had to try it. It was the only idea I had.
"People laugh at everything in the park,"
the Horrorland MC had told us.
"But it's all very serious to us,"
she'd said.
"All very serious.
Very serious." She stood right in front of me now, waiting for us to jump to our deaths, eager for us to get sucked down into the purple slime. I knew this was my last chance. I knew it was crazy, but I knew I had to try it. I stepped up to the MC, reached out, and pinched her arm as hard as I could.